We're about to kickstart the Carrie and Tommy Catch-Up podcast, so you can escape for a bit. Taking a break is important in these challenging times. So Medibank, in collaboration with Smiling Mind, have created an app to give you a daily mindfulness and meditation guide at your fingertips. Download the free Smiling Mind app today.
Yes, good afternoon for your Wednesday, and it doesn't get much bigger than this, guys. $2,000 cash, a $500 menu log voucher.
Have you?
Is that you playing golf?
Have you stepped on a bunch of bells? What happened?
No, I'm just.
Ah, someone's thrown a wind chime from a balcony.
That is me warming up, guys.
Oh, still a couple of scars.
Giving myself a big lead up of warm up time.
Now, our ISO talented party, thanks to Menulog, is on tonight. We were going to go live at 8 o'clock. We've had some technical hiccups. We will do the competition at 8 o'clock and then you will have it without any internet static, without any of that, a short time after. So
no,
if you're
buffering.
Prepared to dinner and a show, no buffering, no one having accidentally muted their Zoom. The party will be with you. The talent show will be with you sometime tonight after 8 o'clock. We can promise you that. But now, hear that. Do you hear that? Yeah. Jeez, we're doing a lot of gear, aren't we? We're doing a lot of guess the sound.
What's this?
No, this is fun. This is the highlight of my day. I am so excited. Actually, it's the highlight of my day pre-ISO talented. Let's be honest. That will be the highlight. But until then, in fact, maybe what's in here is what I could wear tonight to our ISO talented party, because in here is a little prezi that someone has sent me, and I'm going to tell you all about it next.
Yeah. Well, I've just heard you warm up your playing, and I can guarantee this will be the highlight of our day.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bickers.
Yeah. Yes.
I know. Are we doing the audio thing again?
We are. A lot of people would be very familiar with this sound at the moment because a lot of people are doing a lot of random online shopping.
What else do we do? We've got nothing.
Well, exactly. One of the girls that I was chatting to in makeup before was showing me some of her drunk purchases the other night.
Yes.
Some thigh-high boots that she has nowhere to wear. And she
bought anywhere, doing the dishes.
She bought a set of scales and they were broken, so she asked if they could send a replacement pair. They've now sent her three, so she has four sets of scales, which is just what you want when you're stuck at home eating like a madman.
Yeah. Do you know, I used to...
high boots on stands.
I used to drunk online shop and I would forget what I'd ordered.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember one day I was so happy. I got a knock at the door and it was a delivery. And it was huge. It was like my height. And he got me to sign for it. And I went, what have I ordered? And I opened it. And it was a life-size cutout of Stone Cold Steve Austin, the wrestler.
What?
And I was so happy.
The most outrageous thing I ever ordered online, and I wasn't even drunk. I was just breastfeeding in the middle of the night. I was so sleep deprived. Instead of three squashes, I ordered 3 kilos of squash. That was, you got a wrestler, a life-size wrestler cutout. I got 3 kilos
of squash. 3 kilos
of squash. Anyway, we decided for a bit of fun that we would buy each other some gifts so that we would open the door and we'd be like, oh, what's this? And not know what it was because we didn't order it.
Yes. Now, I think there might be a slight glitch because I have yours that's come to me in hand.
Yeah.
And I don't doubt that this is a present that you've gotten me. But I expected the one I've gotten you to be bigger. And I'm worried because you said it was addressed to me.
Well, it was weird when the guy came to the door and he said, Tommy Little. And I said, yes. And then he handed it over to me. There's lots about that that's weird. But anyway, I then thought, that's weird that you've addressed it to yourself. And I thought maybe that was your way of nobody else in the family opening it.
No, I didn't. And I actually gave you a funny name. So I'm scared, and do you think this is possible, that you sent a present to me to yourself?
Well, I've sent you three. How many have you got?
One.
Oh.
Have you got two?
Post is slow at the moment.
Yes, it is.
This one feels like underneath it might be hanging on it, like a costume on a hanger or something. Is that
I thought mine was going to be bigger. Do you want to, open that. Open it.
How about I open it on the other side?
No, you'll need that time. Open it now. Let's check if it is yours. Open it.
Okay.
I'd love to hear the most random thing that you bought online, by the way. 131060, get involved. The best one I've ever heard of was night vision goggles. If you can top weirder or more wonderful, give us a call.
Especially in ISO, what you've ordered in ISO, I think is good.
Yeah. Don't tell me. Is it my present?
It's definitely not mine, so it must be yours.
Yeah, great. Okay.
How do I put that on?
Yes, it's the best. Yes.
Do I blow it up? Yes.
This is great. Hey, this is great because
I know. This is,
thank
it's
you.
Good, isn't it?
You were bang
right,
on.
We're going to discuss this on the other side. Stay with us.
Okay.
131060. What have you ordered online in ISO? What's the craziest thing you've ever ordered online? We'll discuss that next.
You're getting plus desperate we'll again. What's the craziest thing you've ever done? Anybody, call us.
131060.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You look good, mate. I can't work out how to get out of the outfit that I couldn't even get into. I'm now
stuck inside a
giant inflatable Diplodocus.
Isn't it the best costume ever?
Yeah, but
I'm so jealous.
It needs to be inflated and it comes with batteries. And so I've put it on and then it says, don't put your head through the hole, right, because you'll be strangled. But the only way I know how to talk to you now on air is with holding the hole open so that I can speak.
Broadcasting is a dangerous game. Can I just show you? So I saw a T-Rex in Spain get accosted by the police because he was breaking their quarantine and it made me laugh so much that I thought, that's what I'll get you. And then I saw a Diplodocus, which is even bigger, and it's an amazing costume, but it needs a fan and something to blow it up because...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying to you, and it doesn't have the fan, but now you've maybe put on the costume. I don't even think I'd fit inside this room. It's such a giant thing. If you've just joined us, we've been
buying... That's what I thought would be funny. I thought it would be funny you inflating in the cupboard
and then
you not being able to get out.
But I don't carry around an inflatable thing with me everywhere, just ready to inflate a giant Diplodocus.
Well, you should. Always be prepared.
If you've just joined us, for a bit of fun in lockdown, we've been buying each other presents. The first presents arrived. I have given you what?
A really cool magician costume, according to the packet. And then I realised, in reality, I don't like your tone about complaining about things that the costume doesn't have. Because have a look at me here. I've got a floppy top hat.
You look like a magician.
Well, I did worry when there was a top hat on the magician in the picture, but then it was flat packed. I thought this is going to be a mess here. And I've got a fluffy, floppy
top hat. Maybe you need to inflate it. Where's your inflatable thing you carry
but
around
then
with you?
Have a look at me. So it didn't come with a shirt or a wand or gloves. Have a look at
or
the guy
skill.
On the packet. Have a look at him. And then have a look at me. I look like a hobo who's put a bow tie on.
You look
on.
Like the magician at the end of the night.
I look like I'm more likely to clean your windscreen at the traffic lights than to make something disappear.
No, I thought since you've been getting into so much magic in ISO that you've got the skill but you don't have the get-up and now you've got the get-up.
And now I've got neither. It was very thoughtful, and I do like it.
I didn't want you to look like an idiot. Like, I know that's what you wanted me to look like, but I was trying to bring you joy.
No way. That's the coolest costume ever. I've ordered myself the T-Rex.
We can hang out the Diplodocus and the T-Rex. Oh, if it was okay to commit like petty crime, that'd be fun to go commit petty crime.
Well, according to my outfit, I already have.
Jen, we're asking what random stuff you've bought online. What have you got?
My God, random.
Well, it wasn't me. It was my eldest son thought that it would be really funny to send his younger brother, who's 21, a box of condoms. But it wasn't just a box, it was a huge box with about 500 condoms in it.
Jeez.
So, which didn't arrive for about 6 months. But in the meantime, he'd told all of his mates how cool he was that he got his brother real good. And he's a bit of a, likes his gadgets, so he was buying all these other gadgets for himself and sending them to his work. And he got this box and he got all his workmates around and him and said, come on, check this out. This is going to be so cool. Opened it up. One of his mates did the same thing to him and bought this massive box of condoms. And he opened it up and got everybody around to say, this is so cool. This is the best thing I've ever bought online. And it was 500 packets of condoms.
I mean, it's a weird brag, isn't it? Because then you've got to pretend to them like you meant to show them and you're like, yep.
It's a little bit, Jen, what I look like at the moment, to be honest.
The funniest thing is the eldest son who started the prank, who got pranked on worse, wasn't actually getting any action.
Well, Jen, I mean, both Carrie and I are wearing forms of contraception because Carrie looks like a condom and I am not getting a root in this outfit.
Josh, talk to us. What have you bought online?
How you going? Yeah, I bought a 880 egg incubator. I got a bit carried away. I just kept looking. I only wanted one that did about 50 or 100, and I kept thinking, oh, this one's only a little bit more, and then this one's only a little bit more. But then when it got to my door, it cost me an extra $500 in postage, so I was kind of stuck there.
Gosh, yeah, but you'll make up for it in chickens.
Yeah, I used it once, got about 50 chickens, and it's sat in the shed ever since.
We've gone from a lot of cock to a lot of cock.
Celeste, what have you bought online? Why am I having to save each of these callers from you taking it?
Because I'm not going to butt in on the dinosaur, mate. You're very intimidating.
Talk to me, Celeste. What have you bought online?
We've actually bought a shiwi, so you can stand up and go to the toilet like a man when we went to China a couple of years ago.
Was it handy?
What?
It certainly was, considering most of the toilets are a hole in the floor, so absolutely. Well bought.
Do you pee all over your hands with a shiwi, or is this a glowing endorsement of the product?
Oh, look, it's probably not as efficient as a man, but it certainly made the hole in the floor experience a bit more bearable.
Well, that's win-win. What about you, Greg? Did you have win-win online? What'd you get?
Sort of in a way. I bought, big fan of the Sopranos TV show, and I bought nice. Tony Soprano's driver's license online.
Awesome.
About 6 months ago.
How much did it set you back?
Not a lot of money, so I suppose there's quite a few floating around, but I had the chance to use it when I got stopped at the RBT about 3 months later, and I thought, this copper looks all right. You know, have a bit of a laugh. He was a young guy, and I pulled it out, and he wasn't amused at all. So obviously he didn't watch the show much.
What happened, Greg?
Oh, well, I was just lined up for an RBT, and it was in my wallet, and I thought,
copper take it off you? Did he fine you? What happened?
No. He just said, put it away and show me the real thing. So,
I love it.
Yeah.
Because how do you reckon the copper's going to go when he pulls over a pissed diplodocus?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Tonight is the night for our ISO Talented party, ooh, guys. You can enjoy yourself and relax because Menulog is delivering impeccable cuisine to you while in lockdown. Just open the Menulog app and order up tonight.
Yeah. What do you feel like? What do you want? What are you going to eat?
I'm going to have burgers. I'm going to order delicious burgers from Menulog and have dinner and a show. Oh. Now, our ISO Talented show is not going live at 8, but it will be on socials tonight when we will make it as smooth as possible for your viewing experience. Because
yes, give us a call, 131060, if you want dinner with your show, thanks to Menulog. Yeah.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
I'm feeling emosh this afternoon. Totes emosh. And it hasn't helped by watching a video of a couple in America. And after four rounds of IVF, three miscarriages, they finally were pregnant with a beautiful baby and managed to carry that baby through to full term, only to be told in the last few weeks that hubby wouldn't be able to be there when their first child was born because of corona. And
is that what it is? Is it one in a room?
It's one in a room. We spoke to a friend of mine who's in New York as well, who's due to have a baby soon. We spoke to her a couple of weeks ago and she just found out that she wasn't going to have dad in the room. And this video, it brings me to tears. It's Marty the dad watching via Zoom or FaceTime or something his little baby is born. Have a listen.
Ready? Last punch. Can you be ready? Last punch, you're going to the baby.
Alright,
it's a boy.
Definitely.
Perfect.
Oh, it makes me all sad. Imagine not being there. And I know many dads have missed out on getting to hold their newborn baby, but I just think it's so tough. He was saying that, you know, not to be able to go in there now and hold Bub, and, you know, for her having to go through all of that without having her hand held and, you know, without having someone to yell at. She just said she pretended the camera was him the whole time, so the camera that was filming it was him. But, you know, I thought I was talking to one of the girls that I work with who has just found out that she is having a baby, and she heard her baby's heartbeat for the first time today. And once again, her partner couldn't be there. He had to be on the phone because of Corona. She had to go into the appointment on her own. And I thought, there's so much about Corona that sucks, but those moments, a friend of mine lost his uncle and had to do a Zoom funeral, and he just said never in his wildest dreams would he imagine saying goodbye to someone he's so close to via Zoom, you know, and when he's not far from him at all. Like he doesn't live far from him, and, you know, he wasn't sick, and all of a sudden here they are processing everything that's happened and having to do it all via Zoom. And I just thought, it's just so, there's so many things happening like that, little moments that you're missing, baby's first steps, things like that, because we can't be with each other because of this stupid virus.
The very rich moments of life.
The moments that you remember forever.
Mm. I remember seeing a post, it was kind of when we first started getting locked down, from a friend who just said, I didn't know what to do. My grandma is in New Zealand and I'm here, and I wasn't sure. I knew we didn't have long with her, but when we first got locked down, I also knew if I went, I wouldn't be able to get back. And sadly, she passed away overnight. Aww. And I won't be able to attend her funeral. And this sucks. There's no other way to put it, but this sucks.
It does suck. And I wanted to hear from people who have missed really important, incredible things in their life, or things that they needed to be there for. It's like I missed my grandma's funeral a few years ago because I was about to give birth to Evie, and not being there in the final moments, you know, I think really affected me going forward, because some of those moments are the moments that then define how you then feel about the next few months or years, or process what it is that's happened in your life. And I think for that dad, you know, who was wanting to bond with his new little baby son, you know, to know that he can only do it, via the internet, I think is heartbreaking. 13 10 60. Talk to us. What are you going through at the moment? What have you missed? You know, I know my kids are missing seeing the grandparents at the moment, that physical contact. What is it that, Corona is robbing you of at the moment? Call us.
Harry Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Obviously a strange world we're in at the moment, and I was talking to you before about all the things that people are missing due to coronavirus. A dad over in the States has had to watch, as I'm sure this has happened often now, the birth of his first baby by Zoom because it's meant, coronavirus has meant he can't go into the hospital with his wife. A friend of mine today has found out she's pregnant, got to hear the baby's heartbeat for the first time, but her partner couldn't be there with her because there's only allowed to be one person at the appointment. It's happening everywhere. Lots of things that people can't be at, moments in life, and I think we'll all remember this time. And there's some beautiful things happening in the world, but there's some also really, really hard things happening in the world as well.
Yeah. Jane, what have you missed?
We missed my nan's 99th birthday.
Oh, is she on her own?
She's in a facility in the country in Casterton.
How have they been, Jane? Have they been pretty good there?
Yeah, they are, but my mum goes and sees her every few days, but we weren't allowed to go and see her, so apparently they did an afternoon tea with the other residents for her birthday.
And at that time in your life, Jane, like those moments with the grandkids, the great-grandkids, all of those things, like those little snippets, that is pretty much the glue that's holding the whole thing together.
Absolutely. She's got great-great-grandchildren. And, so it would have been a massive party, but hopefully she'll make it to 100 and it'll be huge.
Just the same, but with a letter from the Queen as well.
Absolutely.
Oh, good Jane. On you, Jane. Thanks, Jane. Fred, what's going on in your world at the moment? Are you there, Fred?
Yes.
How are you going, mate?
Yeah, not too bad.
What's going on in your world?
My mother passed away yesterday morning, and I'm trying to get back to Tassie, and I'm waiting on an email. Hopefully I can go, but it's not looking good.
Fred, you should be able to go.
Yeah, but going to Tassie, you got to have a 14-day...
quarantine.
Oh, and that's isolated. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So I'm trying to get a exemption, and I'm just still waiting on an email.
Oh, Fred.
The flight is tomorrow, and that's the only one I can get on.
has your mum been sick for a while, Fred? Have you had a chance to see her at all before this?
Yeah. She's been, she had cancer.
Yeah.
And I went over about a month and a half ago because they said that she was nearly on her last legs. And now, she passed
away. Fred, I know I'm not meant to give you this advice, but I'd just get on that plane and go.
No.
I would love to.
No, Fred, well, I really hope you can get there. I'm so sorry to hear that. Yeah. Jeannie, how are you going?
I'm good, thank you. Been tough.
It has. What are you missing out on at the moment?
My mum's been in hospital, my dad's been in hospital, and my son's been in hospital and not allowed visitors.
Shit, Jeannie. Wow. I mean, I know they say things happen in threes, but that's not a good one.
Oh, my God. And they're all separate, Jeannie, in different places?
Yes. My parents live west of Kempsey and my son's on the Central Coast.
Oh.
How's your son doing?
Okay, but he'll need lots of follow-up. Yeah.
How are you doing?
Yeah, it's tough, but you try and keep busy to get through it.
Oh, it's so hard. And all your natural instincts, Jeannie, I'm sure you'd be in all those places. You'd spread yourself between all three every moment of the day.
Yeah, that's right.
It's really,
I don't know where to be.
I don't know where to be, I know. And then instead you're on your own, which is the worst possible place to be.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's really obvious in times of real human things that all of these technology that we have, all these Zoom calls, all the FaceTimes, anything, while they're good for something, they really just mean.
Yeah. They don't replace. No, they don't replace the real thing, do they? Well, Jeannie.
Let's hope it's over soon, and your son's back in your arms as soon as possible.
Yes, thank you. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Doing it all thanks to Medibank. Download the free Smiling Mind app today in collaboration with Medibank.
Hey,
Bickers.
Bring such calm to your family. They've got like full-on mindful cooking guides, full-on mindful. They're like the complete opposite. Mindful cooking guides.
What's a calming app? You're like quite aggressive about do it.
No, it's been so good in my life. They're full-on good, as in they're crazy good to download.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hectic relaxation. Top notch.
No, I know. It is hard to get kids to pause and stop and be calm, and Smiling Mind did it in our house.
Do it. As you know, because I have a virtual reality headset on my PlayStation. It was my isolation present because I can't see Luke, my ex-housemate, one of my best friends. Because I can't see him, he has a virtual reality headset and he said, oh, buddy, why don't you get yourself a virtual reality headset and so we can play together. And so I said, that is a great idea.
Talk to me about, just because I'm not very tech savvy, so you put the virtual reality headset on and you feel like you're sitting with Luke. But next to
You're in the world of whatever game you're playing, but he's in there with you. We went to play together for the first, as an avatar of Luke, whatever picture he's made of himself.
Okay.
Which I don't want to use too many spoilers, but his avatar might be a bit cooler on the exterior than Luke is.
Because
we get to make ourselves whatever we want.
Yes.
So, fine. But it was our first time attempting to play with each other last night. And the game was called Rec Room. And it's this little, like, school hall that you go into that has other games off to the side. And I went into a game. I couldn't find Luke in there. And I went into a game. And it's the first time in the virtual reality that
I know I'm being annoying, but because I don't quite understand. Are you there like calling out, Luke, or you just mean you're looking for Luke?
No. Because there is audio, but at this stage I can see, because they have tags on there, so you see a person and then you can see a little name there.
Okay.
And it's the first time in my game, so I'm a bit confused and just kind of looking around. And I think to myself, I'll work out how to play, then I'll find Luke so I'm not embarrassing with him and annoying to him. And so I go into this game and I'm looking around and they're all talking. And it's the first virtual reality game I've played where there's teams and stuff and you can talk. And so I'm not even sure if they can hear me. And so I say,
oh my God, I
who are you people? I say, who are you people? They're all running around. And then the game stops. Like, it was so terrifying. There were three people running around, and I said, who are you people? And they all turned, they all stopped talking, and they all looked at me, and I said, can you hear me? And one of them said, kill him. And then the other one raised up a gun and shot me. But because I was playing dodgeball, there wasn't even meant to be a gun in the game, right?
So how did they get a gun in the game?
I don't know. It was some glitch thing, and they kept us saying about this glitch. And then as soon as I respawned, like reloaded, they're like, kill him again. And I'm saying to these kids, I'm like, please don't kill me. And I end up getting out of the gym. Yeah, it's like young voices that you hear. So right. I get out of the gym, right, and I go back into like the hallway, and I take my headset off and I call Luke, and I'm like, Luke, bro, where are you in the game? These kids are like abusing me. And he goes, oh, man, you won't believe what happened to me. He goes, I tried to ride a roller coaster, and this guy just wouldn't sit down, and he was standing up and dabbing the whole time. And I was saying, sir, can you sit down, please? And he was dabbing.
Even in VR, he needs the people to sit down. It's such a Luke. Can you please sit down?
I know. But then I said, I'm in the hall bit. And he goes, man, I had to get out of the game because I went into that hall bit and this guy kept walking up to me and just going, hamburger, 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 hamburger. And I turned away from him. So I thought if I don't look at him, he'll stop. And he didn't stop. He just kept saying hamburger, 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 hamburger.
And when you say this guy, you mean a young voice?
Yes.
They're all young voices.
Yes.
They're kids, aren't they?
Yes.
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 They're like my son.
Yes. On 131060, when have you been bullied by a little kid? Adults, I want to hear from you.
They can be intimidating in numbers.
Yeah. I still remember when I was walking down the milk bar when I was like 19 or something, and a kid, he wouldn't have been older than 10, he rode past on his bike and he stopped and looked at me and he said, hey, jerk, you want to see a homemade movie? And I said, what? And he just stuck his finger up at me.
Oh.
Yeah. And I didn't know what to do. So I said, sorry, and walked off. 131060, when have you been bullied by a little kid? Give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're talking about kids bullying adults because I was trying to play virtual reality with Luke McGregor last night, and we were playing this rec room game, and separately we got bullied. I entered a dodgeball game and three kids just turned at me and I said, can you hear me? And they said, kill him, and took me out. And then Luke had to leave the game because a little kid was following him around just going, hamburger, 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 and would not stop doing it until Luke left the game.
And a child's ability to keep repeating something without getting sick of doing that is very high.
Yeah. Nikki, have you been bullied by a kid?
Yes, I have. My own
what happened?
6-year-old daughter.
Oh, your own daughter?
Yes, my 6-year-old. I sat on her bed to read her a bedtime story on Sunday night, and her side beam of her bed gave way and snapped in half, and she told me to go back to the gym.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
And what did you do? Did you take a leaf out of my book and apologize to her and then move on?
I just laughed. All I could do was laugh. Because if you don't laugh, you cry.
Oh, Nikki, Evie used to poke my bottom and say, wobbly bottom, wobbly bottom, wobbly bottom. And I used to think that's just like so cute and so offensive at the same time.
It's quite hard to say too quickly.
Wobbly bottom. Yeah.
Yeah.
She thought it was
bubble
hilarious.
Butt would have been. Ethan.
When have you been bullied by a kid?
Oh, mate, I was at a restaurant once, and as I was drinking, I had a little kid crawl under the table, and as I go on a drink, he punched me in the nuts.
Did you know the kid?
No, I had no idea who it was. The dad apologized, but yeah, that was my night.
I mean, it's funny. It is funny.
It would have hurt, yeah. Though.
It's not really bullying, but it's a bit of something.
Yeah. No, it's good. Good on you. I'm always.
I love when someone reviews their own story. I mean, it's not quite what you wanted.
It wasn't quite onto it, but still a bit of fun. Bit of fun.
Danny, what happened,
yeah,
Danny?
Hey, how are you?
Hi, good.
I was bullied by probably a group of them, actually, about 5 or 6 years old when I couldn't get up the, I was 20, like in my 20s, couldn't get up the T-bar on the ski slope.
Oh, yeah.
And they just all sort of like, I had a back trail of them all behind me because at that age, I was freaking amazing, you know, they got low sense of gravity, the shredding, everything like that. And this little shithead, I couldn't love me, turned and just like start going,
Muz, can you get out of the queue? You're taking up everybody's turn.
Did you get on there in the laughing. End, Danny?
No, I took my snowboard off and walked up the mountain.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because MasterChef last night, bit of controversy. Did you see it?
Oh, it's so good having it back.
And I noticed you evaded the question.
What? Did you see it?
Yes, it's so good it. Having it back.
Sorry, it was just I reminded myself of the fact that every time I leave the project, walk into my door and I see it on and I see my son huddled by the fire watching it, it feels like comfort. It's like
yeah,
comfort
it's great.
Food having it on.
I enjoy the new judges. Jock is my favourite of the new judges. And he said of this, of Courtney and her prawns last night.
That's unfortunate. Courtney, prawns.
Just didn't take it out.
It's one of those things you got to check. You just can't eat it.
It's such a small what do you thing think, to see what the do intestine you think, tract
still in Oh, no. Well, we've played it there. What do you think that was?
The intestinal yeah. tract? Is that the yeah. thing you mean?
I don't believe it's that's the technical term for it, though. What's the technical term?
Put a poo shirt in mine.
Yeah, I got some in mine too.
Oh, that's a beast.
Oh, dear.
Having a poo shoot in your prawn, not great.
Bit of poo shoot.
Now,
got a bit of poo shoot in your prawn.
Here's the interesting thing. I often don't take the poo shoot out of my prawn, and I've always wondered whether you should take the poo shoot out of the prawn or whether you don't need to take the poo shoot out of the prawn.
I think the poo shoot's definitely a backyard thing more than a MasterChef thing.
Like if I went to a fancy restaurant, I'm not getting prawn with poo shoot.
I don't think you're getting poo shoot. Or if you go to a top class, they might charge you extra for poo shoot. They probably feed the prawn something
yes.
that flavours
yes.
the poo yep. shoot. Like this is a prawn with a wasabi-based diet, and so it'll have a little bit of spice if you keep the poo shoot in there.
It's pretty gross when you think about it. Like you wouldn't want another animal's feces as part of the dinner.
I don't particularly want the prawns.
When it comes to the prawn, I don't know. I don't seem to care about the poo shoot on a prawn.
So you, because this is, I thought, I've always had people say, like you, that doesn't matter whether they're in or out. But I've always found that disgusting.
If they're fried, what's the verdict? I mean, you can't even tell.
If they're fried, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
I was just thinking of if they're, what are they called when they're white and you peel them? What are they?
To be fair, when I'm thinking of a fried prawn, it was when I worked in a fish and chip shop, and I'm not even sure it was real prawn. I think it was a prawn cutlet that wasn't even full of prawn.
It was
prawn.
Just a nugget, and they had to find a bit of feces to smear in to make it look like a poo
no,
shoot.
No, they used to get, I think, like a crab stick, you know? It's never quite the real deal. Anyway, that's
what
not
are you
what
saying
you
about your
me.
Crab sticks?
You know, sometimes you don't get proper crab in your crab stick.
What do you get in there?
Oh, these days you probably do, but back then you didn't. It's like a sausage.
Crabs have... just, as
you never
my dad
know
would
what
say.
You're going to get.
Well, my dad says ears and assholes, which means he keeps the poo shit in.
Delicious.
So answers that question.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Guys, tonight is the big night for ISO Talented. So if you haven't jumped online and liked the socials at Carrie Tommy Show, make sure you go and do that.
Show quarantine who's boss and take your at-home dining to the next level. Just open the menu log app and order up tonight.
Let's put on a show
to showcase our talent.
This is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Greatest show on earth.
Gonna blow your mind.
Carrie and Tommy's ISO Talented Show.
You're in the safety and comfort of our own home.
This is an ISO show.
Yeah, because, oh, she's quiet because she's nervous. Because are you nervous about debuting clocks?
I have seen the keyboard that I'll be playing it on, and it doesn't sound like my piano at home, and I don't like the tinny sound of it. It doesn't have any lag, and I'm just feeling a little bit like it's not going to be my best performance.
A good workman always blames their tools. Isn't that what they say, David?
Correct. How are you
yes.
guys?
We're great. More importantly, though, what can you offer our ISO talented party?
So I can balance a 8-foot ladder on my chin and juggle chef knives and balance a knife pointy side down on my tongue.
But can you play clocks at the same time?
not at the same time.
To be honest, if you dropped all three of those knives, it probably sounds exactly like Carrie playing clocks at the moment.
How, David, did you get to the point where you realised this is a thing you could do?
So I just started off as a young kid, just playing in the back garden, just balancing a broom, like a garden broom, on my finger. Then I did it on my feet. Then I balanced it on my chin. And then I went from a broom to a chair and then a ladder. And then actually I became a chef. And then, you know, as time's just lying around, decided to, I can do knives as well. So it's just...
David, do you have a calloused flat spot on your chin?
No.
Has it ever gone tits up, David?
Yes, a lot of times. A lot of times.
What's the worst
especially
time?
Especially when you start stacking. Like, I can do like 12 chairs stacked on top of each other.
Sick.
And when they fall, it's a catastrophe.
Oh, shit.
Now, see, David, I love this stuff. I mean, I used to juggle and tour fire because I loved everything circus. But I'm interested to know if we're the only ones. Does the balancing guy get much action?
What do you mean? With the ladies?
Yes.
Not really. A lot of people just think it's cool, but yeah, no. I've never taken girls home as a result.
there's $2,000 up for grabs. Your competition includes a glow-in-the-dark juggler, kind of your territory, but I reckon you might own him, a human calculator. Can you beat the adult baby crier? That's some stiff competition there for you, David.
I love it.
That's up for you guys to decide, but I think I'm in with a good shot, hopefully.
David, it's all thanks to Menu Log, and we're so excited to see you in action tonight. As we just mentioned, it is not going to go live at 8 o'clock as we planned, but it will be up on our socials tonight, so you can still enjoy that dinner and a show. David, do whatever you need to do to warm up that chin.
I will do. Thanks, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother. We'll speak to you later.
Thank you. Bye.
It is all thanks to Menulog. Enjoy yourself and relax because Menulog is delivering impeccable cuisine to you while in lockdown. Just open the Menulog app and order up tonight.
Harry Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
Tensions in most households at the moment, being locked down with the fam. But I love what's happening in a household in the UK. So apparently it's prank week in the Schwitz family in the UK. I don't know.
Schwitz?
Yeah, I don't know if it's prank week nationwide or just in their family, but the dad's referred to the tricks that his 8-year-old and 11-year-old Frankie and Millie were playing on him during prank week. He'd had enough, so he decided to turn the tables. And I just think this is such a joyous thing for a father to do to his children. He got a letter doctored up from Boris Johnson, complete with the PM's signature and the number 10 stamp. And the letter was addressed to parents and carers saying that the government was doing everything they could to ensure that their kids' education was not going to be hindered by the pandemic. As a result, when schools could reopen, they're going to have to make up quickly for lost time. So for the rest of the year, it'll be compulsory for children to go to school 7 days a week. And he said he watched as his daughter saw the news, screamed, ran upstairs to tell her sister, who was on a group chat with all of her other friends from school. They all screamed. He allowed it to go on for the whole afternoon, he pretended. They were doing walks around the park with their kids and they were talking through all the things they were going to miss out on and how can the Prime Minister make us go to school 7 days?
7 days. It spread as quickly as when I heard that Bottle-O's were going to shut tomorrow.
Yes,
on a Sunday.
Exactly.
And I text all my friends and then they said at the project, it's a joke, who would believe that? And I went, yeah, idiots.
I love how it ends with, though, determined to get the last laugh, the kids struck back pulling a trick with an upside down glass of water. Such a fun family, the Schwitz family.
The Schwitz family. Do you know the upside down glass of water?
Yeah.
Well, we used to do it with Cokes at Macca's. You just tip it upside down quickly and so then somebody has to lift it up.
And it just doesn't have a lid on it.
Yeah. It's, as you can see,
sounds
it's highbrow
hilarious.
And you really like it.
This
sorry,
is
mate, it's going off at the Schwitz family.
Sorry. This is a fun bit of J-Lo news that I love, given I'm the Aussie J-Lo, and I'm going to have to, like, rethink my investment opportunities because it apparently seems that her and her hubby, Alex Rodriguez, who is a former Yankees player, they've decided in ISO that perhaps they should try and buy the New York Mets. Yeah, he's we grew up as a
what
fan.
What do you know
the
about
Mets.
The Mets?
Because? I mean, I don't know a lot about the Mets, but I know that he grew up a fan of the Mets.
I always buy things I'm a fan of.
He did say in an interview that second to the birth of his daughters, the Mets' 1986 championship clinching game was one of the best nights of his life.
It's a long time between drinks.
It is a long time between drinks, but, you know, $2.6 billion
it would
take.
He's also never done
that,
the cup upside down thing on the table.
Anyway, I just thought how fun that would be if that was your life, sitting around the dining table going, should we just buy the Mets? Do you want to buy them? Yeah, let's buy the Mets.
Yeah.
2.6
God, do you know who sucked the other night? The Mets. We should buy them. But as if you, if I bought a team, I'd absolutely put myself in for a game.
Would you? What would you
yes.
buy? You'd buy a basketball team, wouldn't
I'd
you?
I'd buy a basketball team.
Yeah.
And I'd come off the bench, take
and you'd
one
save
shot.
The day. Yeah, three-pointer.
Save the day.
Yeah.
Imagine the owner checking themselves in on the final play with the game on the line. Don't worry, guys. It's my team. I'm here. If anybody wants to win, it's me.
That's what's been amazing me about the Jordan doco, the short guy. What's his name, the guy that owns them?
Jerry Krause.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely wants to take to the court. He's got little man syndrome.
Yes. Did you feel bad at all when Jordan and Scottie Pippen are teasing him and saying the diet pills are making him shorter? And not working.
He's such an ass that I didn't feel sorry for him often.
But they called him one of the nicest guys ever.
He didn't strike me as a nice guy.
Oh, because, okay, you're ganging up on him, but that's fine. Do you want a bit of chick news?
I would love a bit of chick news.
Chick news with Tommy.
I will preface this by saying Annabelle has been sending me bits of chick news nearly every day, hoping that I do chick
really?
News.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It's been a long time since chick news.
Yeah, it's because always she sends me news that's like a week late. Chicks are very late to their own news.
Yeah, we're too busy reading all the men's news and then we find by the time we get to the chick news, it's
Well, she sent me one about the pillow challenge. Have you seen the pillow challenge?
No.
To be fair, it's chicks, so I'm surprised you haven't seen it. It's a viral trend where ladies get their pillows and they strap them to themselves and put a belt round and take a photo and put it on Instagram. And so it looks like they're wearing a funny outfit. I mean, a stylish outfit, I'm sorry. But really, it's just a pillow. But it's pretty up-to-date stuff Belle has given me here. The Halle Berry one is from 2 weeks ago. So if you really want to get onto a trend after it's boomed, chicks, the pillow challenge.
I'll get onto that after I've tried planking. Still yet to do that.
Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Hughie and Ed are here.
Boys. Now there's a special, you got a special guest with you.
We do. I mean, our anchor who is in the background a lot of the time, but has his own life.
Yes.
Hello, guys.
You're Jesse. G'day, Jack.
How are you, mate?
Yes, hello, very Carrick. Well.
I'm sorry, I've got a mouthful of popcorn.
That's all right.
Yeah, I've really been getting into cheddar cheese popcorn while I've been in ISO. It's so good.
Is that an ad?
Yeah, man. No.
Sweet plug.
You know.
Just good.
No, we just wanted Jack to know that. That's why we got him in here. No, Jack we believe maybe relating to you.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about getting bullied by kids when you're older.
Yes.
Just before I left to come to this beautiful country, I was about turning 17, and I was walking into the town where I lived, and I got robbed by a 6-year-old gypsy kid.
Six?
Yeah, he was.
Only one?
But he had also had a big German shepherd dog.
Did he have a knife or?
No, he just came up to me and goes, you get a pound. I was like, what? You get a pound. I said, I haven't got any money. He goes, come on, you toy. And he swore at me. And I said, look, I've got 50 pence. That's all I've got. He's like, you're a real toy.
Was he an Irish gypsy, was he?
Yeah,
he was
Irish
mostly
traveller.
Over in the UK.
What did he get away with?
Traveller.
I think I gave him like 55p or something.
Can we say gypsy?
Oh, I thought when you said you got robbed that it was going to be a pickpocketing.
No, he
you
just
looked
literally,
at a 6-year-old in the face.
He literally looked up at me and robbed me. They're scary people.
Aren't gypsies from Romania?
No, yeah, Romish gypsies.
I think they're Irish, from everywhere.
Irish travellers. Sort of the point.
Is it?
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Can't tie him down, man. It's kind of the point, yeah? As far as I can tell.
Yeah, well, he's probably the CEO of some major, who knows?
Yeah, of some.
Is this how you're trying to make up for saying gypsy?
Tarmacking company. Driveway tarmacking.
What do you think he's the CEO of?
I thought of a company. I'm not going to say it. So.
All right. Yeah. Tyson Fury, famous traveller.
Is he? Tyson Fury. He's the boxer.
Yeah.
Not the guy from the Marvel movies. What's
Who's that?
His name? Fury.
Max Fury? No, what's his name?
The guy from the Marvel.
No, Nick Fury.
Nick Fury.
Yeah.
Nick Fury.
Yes. We're watching a great game. Gypsy or not a gypsy?
Great idea.
How's the popcorn going, Gary?
Sorry, I haven't really contributed much, have I? I'm really enjoying my popcorn.
Eating cheddar popcorn.
It's been popcorn and a show. I've been really enjoying your banter.
Well, I want you to take that out while Lee's doing a story on the project tonight.
Yeah.
I want you to pull out the popcorn.
Cheddar him.
And just start eating.
Cheddar him good. Oh, good, man.
I kind of think that on the project we should eat dinner with you. We'll eat dinner.
Exactly.
I would like
get
that.
One of the MasterChef people in to cook it every night.
Cross promote. Cross promote.
There we go.
Now that the Gary and Tommy Catch-Up podcast is done for the day, how about a daily dose of mindfulness and meditation? Medibank have joined forces with Smiling Mind to provide families with free family mindfulness content, helping you and your family live better together. Download the free Smiling Mind app today. Boom, 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 boom.